Part 2. Causes of Military Veteran Isolation. Chapter 5. The Transformation of a Soldier. Why Veterans Feel Different. The moment a person steps onto the grounds of basic training, they begin a transformation unlike any other. Civilians enter, but soldiers emerge, honed through intense physical, mental, and emotional conditioning. Military training is designed to break down individuality and rebuild service members into highly disciplined, mission-focused warriors. While this transformation creates some of the most capable and resilient individuals in society, it also creates a stark divide between those who have served and those who haven't. Many veterans struggle to reintegrate into civilian life because they feel fundamentally different from the people around them. This sense of difference isn't just imagined. It's deeply ingrained through training, experience, and the unique bond forged with fellow service members. The intense mental and physical conditioning of basic training. Basic training is designed to strip away the mindset of a civilian and replace it with the mentality of a soldier. The physical, mental, and emotional conditioning that occurs in boot camp is intense, often grueling, and intentionally crafted to rewire how recruits think, act, and respond to challenges. From the moment a recruit arrives, they are pushed to their physical and mental limits. Sleep deprivation, extreme physical exertion, strict discipline, and relentless drills instill obedience, resilience, and a capacity to endure hardship. Every task, from making a bed to marching in formation, has a purpose: to instill discipline, uniformity, and an ability to function under stress. Mental reprogramming. One of the first lessons of basic training is that personal preferences, emotions, and individuality must be set aside for the good of the unit. Personal struggles are irrelevant when compared to the mission, and recruits are taught to suppress weakness and endure discomfort. Physical toughness. The military demands peak physical conditioning. Recruits undergo grueling workouts, obstacle courses, and endurance tests that push their bodies past exhaustion. This conditioning not only strengthens the body, but also the mind, reinforcing the idea that pain and fatigue are temporary, but failure is unacceptable. Emotional hardening. Drill instructors don't just teach skills, they shape mindsets. Recruits are subjected to constant stress, high expectations, and rigid discipline to prepare them for the realities of combat. The emotional toughness developed in training becomes a survival mechanism, allowing soldiers to function in high-stress environments. This conditioning fundamentally changes a person. Civilians often complain about discomfort or minor inconveniences, but veterans have been trained to push past pain, ignore fatigue, and prioritize mission over self. This shift in mindset makes it difficult for veterans to relate to those who haven't undergone similar conditioning. How military training strips individuality and instills a group identity. In the military, the group is everything. From day one, recruits are taught that individual identity is secondary to the needs of the team. This transformation is intentional. When lives depend on unit cohesion, there is no room for self-interest. Breaking down the self. Individuality is deliberately stripped away. Recruits wear the same uniforms, follow the same routines, and even speak in a collective manner. Personal opinions, desires, and emotions are de-emphasized in favor of collective action. Unit cohesion above all. The success of any military operation depends on trust and unity. Soldiers must rely on each other completely, knowing that their survival depends on their teammates. This fosters an intense bond that goes beyond friendship. It becomes a family-like connection where each person's well-being is tied to the group. Immediate obedience and discipline. In the civilian world, questioning authority is common. In the military, orders must be followed immediately and without hesitation. This obedience is necessary for effective combat operations, where hesitation can mean life or death. This conditioning makes the transition to civilian life jarring. In the military, every action has a purpose, every individual has a role, and teamwork is paramount. In civilian life, personal interests often come first, people question leadership, and individualism is prioritized over group cohesion. Many veterans struggle with this shift, feeling frustrated by what they see as a lack of discipline, purpose, and unity in the civilian world. The deep sense of brotherhood and trust among service members. Perhaps the most profound difference between military and civilian life is the level of trust and camaraderie among service members. The bonds formed in the military are unlike anything most civilians will ever experience. Shared hardships create unbreakable bonds. Soldiers endure extreme conditions together. Combat, long deployments, grueling training, and life-threatening situations. This shared suffering creates an unspoken understanding and a level of trust that is difficult to replicate outside the military. A willingness to die for each other. In combat, soldiers aren't just co-workers or friends. They are willing to sacrifice their lives for one another. This level of devotion is rarely found in civilian relationships. Veterans often feel that civilian friendships lack depth, loyalty, and a true sense of shared purpose. The pain of losing the brotherhood. One of the hardest parts of leaving the military is losing this deep connection. Many veterans describe feeling lost, like they've been ripped away from their family. They may struggle to form new relationships because civilian interactions feel superficial in comparison. For many veterans, civilian relationships can feel frustratingly shallow. In the military, trust is immediate and unconditional. In civilian life, relationships take time to develop and often lack the same intensity. Veterans may struggle to connect with others who have never faced life or death situations or who don't understand the depth of military bonds. Why veterans feel different in civilian life? Because of these transformations, many veterans feel like they don't fit in after leaving the military. The disciplined, mission-driven, team-oriented mentality ingrained during service often clashes with the more individualistic and less structured civilian world. Frustration with civilian workplaces. Many veterans find civilian jobs frustrating due to a perceived lack of structure, discipline, and accountability. They may feel like their coworkers don't take tasks seriously or lack a strong work ethic. Difficulty relating to civilians. Small talk and casual social interactions may seem meaningless compared to the intensive bonds of military life. Veterans may struggle to connect with people who haven't shared similar hardships. A sense of aimlessness. The military provides a clear mission, but civilian life does not. Without a defined purpose, many veterans feel lost, struggling to find meaning outside of service. Finding purpose after service. Despite these challenges, veterans can find meaning and connection in civilian life. While the transition is difficult, there are ways to navigate the sense of being different. Connecting with fellow veterans. Finding a community of veterans through organizations, support groups, or even casual meetups can help bridge the gap between military and civilian life. Pursuing a new mission. Whether through work, volunteering, or education, finding a new sense of purpose can ease the transition. Many veterans thrive in careers that involve service, leadership, or mentorship. Embracing the strengths of military training. The discipline, resilience, and teamwork skills developed in the military can be assets in civilian life. Veterans can apply these strengths in business, leadership, and community involvement. The unique experience. Veterans are different, not in a way that makes them lesser or greater than civilians, but in a way that makes their experience unique. The transformation that occurs in the military is profound, shaping a veteran's mindset, values, and sense of purpose. While this can make civilian life challenging, it is also a source of strength. Understanding why veterans feel different is the first step toward helping them reintegrate successfully. By finding new missions, connecting with others, and embracing their skills, veterans can bridge the gap between service and civilian life. The bonds of brotherhood may not always be easily replaced, but they can be honored, remembered, and used to forge new connections and new purpose in the next chapter of life.